Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Man and Sugar Podcast.
It's Merry Christmas to all our listeners, and let's say a Happy New Year. Of course, it's just some few minutes to 2023, and we are back again with a new episode. Season greetings, everyone. As always, I'm here with my co-host, Delali. So, Delali, seriously. So, wait, oh, sorry, listener. I think today's show will be like quite raw because we are all, for me, I have a cold or like a flu or something. So, maybe the show will be kind of like, let me say, will not go as. Yeah, dry, or it might not go as how you like have wanted it to go. So please just take it like that, So, Delali, how was your Christmas like celebration? How, like, what did you do exactly?
Well, first off, before the holidays, I had plans. I wanted to begin with my church. We have this annual carol service which we hold every 24th. So I thought that was where it would begin for me. But quite rather unfortunate, on the 24th I went somewhere. I came back home quite late, so I could not attend the carol service. And then the 25th was on a Sunday, so I went to church. Afterwards, it has been work home. I've not really done anything out of the norm. It has been a normal week for me. Nothing really special. So yeah, basically for me, my holidays has been normal.
For me, as you guys can sense from my voice and everything, it's been quite horrible because I have to cancel all my plans. Because on 24th, I was okay, everything. Then, midnight, 25th, I was like so into my bed and everything. I was sweating and all that. So let me say, I just go to the beach. And for that part, even when I went, I was just in a car, in a friend's car, and I was just like, inside the car, then I just told him we should just go because I was not feeling it at all. Because Charlie, seriously, but for me, this is the first time that I've gotten, let me say, a flu that has made me to like be in bed. I can't do anything. So for me, my Christmas was, let me say, this season, Ankasa, this year has not been good to me. So on, let's just move on to today's episode, because I had planned a lot of things to say, but with everything that went on with my health and everything. So, we came up with this episode titled, I forgot the title of. Okay, what did 2022 teach you? So to our listeners and everywhere, some of you might say, okay, 2022 was very good to you people. But for me, I would say it was moderate. You, Delali, how about you?
Well, for me, 2022 actually taught me a lot. It taught me so much. Moving into 22, so, 2021 November, I resigned from my job, so... And then started my startup. So moving into 2022, the plan was to build my business to a certain level. I had plans and aspirations. I wanted to meet certain targets, but of course 2022 came with its own troubles. The conflict and the war in Ukraine intensified. Disrupting almost everything in the world. Inflation skyrocketed, especially crazy. In that part of the world, Ghana, inflation was so high, affecting businesses. So, listen, you send clients notes. You send clients quotations, performance, and they don't even get back to you. Because you know the funny thing is, you can't even be mad. You can't be, because even deep within, you know, things have gone so up. Like price of things have gone up so high that it's expected. You know, because listen, with the kind of work we do, you need money. You need lots of money. And if you send quotations to clients and then they see the total, it's expected that they won't, you know, get back to you. But sometimes for me, one of the things that I have taken respite in is sometimes you go to the site and you realize the job hasn't been given to anyone. So then you know, okay, well, there's still a possibility you'll be called to come and do the job because no one has been called to do it. So for me, I learned that, listen, you plan. And planning is good, but sometimes things happen and then they just don't work out for you. Your plans don't really go as you've intended. And then also I learned in 2022 is that what you post on social media, on Twitter to be precise, because I am not really so active on other social medias. I think the only social media I'm really active on is Twitter. Yeah. What you post on Twitter, no matter how self-explanatory or simple you might think it is, someone will still read other meanings to it.
Oh yeah, true.
People just twist your words just for the fun of it, or sometimes I don't know if it's the lack of understanding or something. Because you know, this year, for me, because I don't really enjoy explaining myself over and over. Sometimes what I do is when I'm putting a post or when I'm commenting on someone's tweet, I try to make it simple and self-explanatory so that I wouldn't have to come back and then explain myself. But no matter how I do it, I still get people who twist the words and make me want to explain myself further. So Twitter is a different place altogether. And no matter how you put your words, tweet your words, or no matter how you put the words together, someone will still read other meanings to it. Meaning something you didn't even think of. It gets forced on me, yeah. And these are probably the two major things I have learned this year.
For me, let me just say 2022 is, it's like I hate it and I don't hate it, because at a certain point I wanted to quit my job, seriously, because I've just been transferred from where I am to another place, and the place to I am, I thought I'm okay, I'm stable now, not knowing the bosses were actually cooking something. So let me say, you know how government institution is. You know you might not stay at one place forever. But sometimes it gets so crazy. Because for me, I never knew how crazy, some things can be. So a whole lot. So let me just say, for close to 1 month, getting to November, I got my transfer letter to be transferred to another place, and I was very, very shocked. I didn't know what to do, so I was like quite disappointed in myself. But it got to a certain point. I didn't know what to actually do. So it's like you had something like, you know, you've got into somewhere, but no, you know, you are no longer at that place again. And it felt very, very disheartening. And seriously, and you getting transferred, and later you get to know the place you've been transferred to is not ready. So you have to stay at, let me say, the old place. But in staying at the old place, you're not there at your present position. No, someone is there. You are just there with no portfolio, no nothing. You just wake up every morning. you take your bag like you're going to work, then you just go and sit down without doing anything, and then it's 4 o'clock, 3 p.m., 4 p.m., you just take your bag and you just go home. So for me, it's kind of made me to, I got like, it was trying to like seriously fuck up my mental health. So I had to just take it cool. And a friend of mine at work was like, it's just something that normally happens. So I shouldn't take it at heart too much and all that. And 2022 for me is very, very bad. So with whatever I said with my workplace, and let me say with a whole lot, because for me, for just as Delali was saying, I think I was one of those people who the economy hits very badly, seriously. Because I sometimes tell my brother that if the economy had been well, I would have been, like, let me say, a billionaire by now. But things don't really, really work out how you want it to be. And getting to like the latter part of August, September, it was very, very crazy. It was very, very crazy. Because sometimes I didn't want to even, I couldn't even, like, let me say, write even something down, maybe like a script or something, to just say, okay, I'll be talking about this on my podcast or something, or maybe I'll be discussing things with Delali or something. No, it is very, very hard, because you wake up sometimes and one thing that gets to you is what's happening, what's wrong, and it's kind of it's just like messing up your entire week. And sometimes you wish, like, the next year will come very soon, and in a few hours, the next year will be coming soon. So, I give thanks to God that I'm even still alive and everything. Yeah.
You know, one other thing this year actually taught me, in terms of relationship, is the fact that, so you know, I've been single for some time, and I started talking to someone. So you know, for me, when someone says I'm talking to someone, for me, the way I understand it is, the person is aware of the intention. I'm also aware of their intention, and you know, yes, we are trying to get to know each other. But then yeah, I realized that when talking to someone, you need to make sure whoever you're talking to is also talking to you. Or whoever you're talking to feels the same way about you. Yeah. So, you know, listen, I was talking to someone, and listen, we had made headway. I can't say we, but then what I can say is I had gone so much deep into it. You get it? So I thought the feeling was mutual, and that she felt the same way about me. Only for me to later on realize, and you know, the way the thing even happened was so funny. This lady was having man's problem, like she was having a problem with another man, and the funny thing was, the problem she was having wasn't with me, because I was not giving her any problem. So for me, finding out that the person I thought I was talking to, or the person I thought were, like, you know, working on something, building something, is having man's problem, which isn't coming for me, was a shocker. Like, I was really shocked. I was like, but I thought we had something going. Even though I had not really, like, proposed to you, I thought we were both getting to know each other better. So, like, what really happened? And I was shocked. I was like, I was really shocked. I was like, yo, I have just wasted my time. You know, I've wasted my time. I was like, damn it. Like, I was pissed. I was really pissed. So I was like, damn it. Like, yo, listen, this year has been tough. It has been really hard. It has been really hard. You know, for someone like me, there are a lot of people who talk to multiple people just in case one doesn't work. Yeah. But for me, I don't want a situation whereby like I'm talking to multiple people, then I decide this is the person I want to be with, then I leave the other person hanging, when probably the person has also really gotten so much deep into it. I just don't like that, you know, I don't like that feeling, so I don't want to put someone through that. So for me, it's you know, relationship wise, it didn't work for me. It didn't work for me at all. This year messed me up, honestly. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to God that it's at least it's coming to an end. 2023, we can at least start afresh. and then use the lessons we've learned this year, you know, to shape how, you know, we do things the coming year. Cause I don't think I want to find myself in such situation anymore. Honestly,
you can start afresh. But for me, nothing worked. Relationship, no. Money, no. Whatever at my workplace, no. I think for me, it was just messed up. Cause seriously, for me, it got to a point in the year, it was trying to fuck with my mental health. Because I don't know if you might remember. I don't know if you noticed or something, but I didn't want to end season 2 of our episode. But it got to a time, it was so crazy. I was like, nah, I can't do this thing again. So let me just tell my co-host, like, let's end this season. And let's see if season 2 let's just end this season 2 and let's see if season 3 he will still be around. Cause for me, I know you were so into it though, but for me, it got to a time I wanted to just opt out. Cause like you could sense my brother sometimes when I'm recording with you, my brother will be sitting and he will just be watching me. And when maybe the network, there's a network problem or an issue, and when I'm trying to get back to you, he's like, nah, the thing no deal. Like, it's like the thing just vanished from you. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, because the first time, because how you used to be in it, and all, I'm like, nah. So for him, he was like, okay, do you know something? Just end this season, because it was in my head all this while. But I'm like, okay, just end this season. So that's why I made us to end the season and just go on a hiatus for like a month or so, then come back with another season. So I think when we started the season 3 and the first episode where I saw like the ginger and everything came in, that's when I was like, no. Like, I'm back again. Yeah, I'm back again. So, and let me say, having the show with you became, like, kind of my refuge. Because when I wanted to, like, maybe spit out my mind or do something, because most of my friends, seriously, let me just say, they are crazy. Even when I was even sick now, you could see one of them even came to take me to the beach. While I was shaking, you know, they came to take me to the beach. So for them, it's kind of like, for them and for me, I have friends that, let me say, you can't say things to them. For them, they rather say their thing. They rather spit out their issues to me. Because for me, whenever I try to, like, let me say, talk to them about my stuff, they don't want to listen. Or they might just say, for you, the counselor. For you, like, let me say, the counselor. You too, you want us to listen to your staff. But for me, I'm more of like, I'm able to take in their things and I'll just be, like, I'm a good listener. So I think for me, this year it was very, very hard. And I hope next year they change. Because I need friends who really, really listen. For these people, crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy.
You know, one other thing I learned this year was, so you know, I don't know if you know I have a sister. I think I've mentioned this about.
Yes, you did.
And you know, we fight over some of the most unnecessary things, like sometimes over trivial matters. So somewhere this year, I sat down, I reflected on myself, self-analyzed, and I was like, you know what? Some of these things we fight over, they're not reasonable. They're not like sensible things we should fight about. They're not things I should be angry about.
Yeah.
So I just took it upon myself that, you know what, from now on, when something happens, even if it's not my fault, and it's kind of like angers me, I just let it slide. Cause I was getting tired. I was getting tired of the whole fighting here and there, exchanging words. You know, it started getting to me. So it just happened, and then I realized that. So when you sent me the topic you wanted us to discuss. Like I was thinking about it, and then it hit me that we've actually not fought for a very long for a long time, like months now. We've not had issues, and I realized that whenever she does something and I'm not happy with it, I just let it slide. I just forget about it. Sometimes I just come and sit down, and then she herself will just come, and then that's it. So one of the most trivial things we fought about is food. So you know, sometimes I when I go to work, I come sometimes really late. So coming late to see that there isn't no food just pisses me off. Like especially days when she's home and didn't go anywhere. It pisses me off. Like I become so mad. I'm like, how can you be home all day and not like prepare something? Come on, like be serious. And then you know, so sometimes now when I come and there's no food, I just go like, oh, but at least she could have prepared something. And then sometimes she say that, well, she wasn't in a mood or whatever. Like, okay, I just let it slide. Sometimes when I say that, I know somehow she senses my displeasure, so she just goes to the kitchen and then gets something, like mix something.
Yeah.
And then I realize that, you know what, maybe it was my approach, maybe how I used to go about it was, you know, what was really causing the fight and then the whole quarrels. Maybe if I had handled it the way I'm handling it now, we wouldn't have fought over some of these things. So yeah, for me, this year I have learned how to deal with my sister better. I have learned to let things not really get to me, let it slide, and sometimes just leave them to realize their mistakes and their wrongs. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes it's not really about you. Sometimes when you point it out to them, they think you are just someone who's always looking for faults, you know, so for faults on people. But when you leave them, sometimes they sit down, self-reflected, and realize, well, they didn't do it right, or you know, did it wrong, or something like that, and then you know, they corrected themselves. It's not always about pointing it out to them. Sometimes you just have to leave it, you know, leave them to and realize their mistakes and, you know, correct them.
I think for me, one thing that has taught me is, let me say, at my workplace, how to, let me say, be in a conversation with customers. Seriously, because for me, when someone comes, because I was at, let me say, the cashier's office. So when someone comes to pay something, and maybe my madam is not around, and I'm too, and let me say, I'm the only one there. So I have to set into them. And for me, I hate people who just come and talk. They start, you are coming to pay, like, something. Come and pay it, and then go. And you'll be like, you don't know. You told your grandson to come and leave you, to come and escort you. He didn't come, and whatever. Like, for me, sometimes, seriously, starting from this year, I was so pissed at some people. Because sometimes there might be let me say, a very, very old person who will come and pay, will come with his younger one or something to come and pay. And then the younger one will leave the old person to come and pay to us. So sometimes when you ask them something, it will be like they are starting to bring all their family like topics to you, and for you to just tell them, oh, please, mom, please, I need you to explain what you are coming to pay for. And that's very, very, and that's very, very, for me, it just kicks me off. And when I, and when maybe the older lady or older man comes and he's like, oh, I brought my wafase with me, like maybe my grandson with me. And you, the grandson, when you came, when maybe you come inside and I see you, seriously, how like my born and how I become angry. But I think it told me, like, seriously, now I'm able to be in long conversation with them, because for me, I have nothing doing now. So when I come, if you want us to conversate, oh, I can just sit down and just be listening to you. And anyway, let me say, it's been very, very helpful, because you get to learn a lot of things about some people. How maybe you might think your life is so fucked up, but for them, theirs is on another level. Theirs on another level, but just that they are just kicking and all that. Yeah.
On the issue of clients and how to deal with them, this year I've actually lost a lot of money. I have lost so much money, and that's because with some clients I was thinking they would be reasonable, as I have been reasonable with them. Because you know, sometimes you work for a client and then you are thinking something, they tell you, you know what, I don't have cash, so I'll send you more money. You go and the money never comes. And it has been so with a lot of my clients, like so many of them. And sometimes, you know, I sit down and I'm disappointed, but also, you know, come on, it's human. And most of them, sometimes what they fail to realize is they would need your services. And for me, I look forward to them next year. I'm waiting for them. If they, I'm definitely taking my money out. I'll definitely take my money. That's the thing. I will. Because, listen, it's hard. For me, and even the most annoying ones are the ones who still didn't pay when transportations went up. Because, listen, transportation is, sometimes you pick boat. And the charge alone is not easy.
For me, one thing that this year makes me more confused is Yango. You guys came to the country that yours will be like the most affordable rates. Now it's even more than Bolt. It's even more than Uber. Why? What sort of like bullshit is that?
So you know, I know people who have all three apps. They have
me
Bolt,
too.
They have Yango. They have. I have just one. I have Bolt, because I don't listen. Sometimes you try to compare the price and you realize it's almost the same. Sometimes the difference is probably just a CD or two. So I just was like, you know what? Let me just use it and that's it. So for me, I use Bolt throughout. Three days today I went somewhere. I had to use a motorbike, and that's how I even got some cold. I had to use my motorbike, I had to use an Okada. Listen, I get there and the client is trying to access you. I'm like, yo, listen, I used Moto Hill. And you know how these Okada people, they charge, especially during the festive seasons. Because, you know people are in a hurry going somewhere, so, you know, their services are very needed. And then they try to, you know, sometimes exaggerate their charges and all that. So, listen, for me this year, I've learned so much. And next year, the wicked mode activated. I finish working, I'm taking my money. No more money. If you take more money, I'll ask you to go and cash it out and take my money. I'm not leaving without my money. Because I can't work and then send my money. But last week I had to. People are wicked. One man, you when before I left the house, so I left the house on Friday, very early in the morning. This was last week. I left the house before 5 a.m. Got to his place and before 6. Left there around 10 in the morning because I had other things to do. So when I was leaving, I was like, oh, he didn't have cash. So he would just send me more money. I said, oh, right, no problem. Left, came back. The whole day, I didn't receive the money. On Saturday, I knew weekend. Maybe he would say, you know, them. He has to go out and whatsoever. So I just I forgot about it and then called on Monday. When I called on Monday, he gave me stories that he will send it before 12. He didn't send it. And for me, the way I am, I don't even when someone owes me, calling the person stop. I feel a little bit about it. I feel it's embarrassing. You get it? So
yeah.
On Monday when I called and he said he would send it before 12, he didn't send it. On Tuesday, I didn't call him. And then I called on Wednesday. This man didn't pick up. Okay. Friday, I called my phone. He didn't pick up. Then I called my sister's phone. And then he picked up. I was like, what kind of life is that? I have come. When you needed my services, you made me leave the house even before 6 in the morning. I come to work for you now. Send my money. It has turned into something else. Now, you're not even picking up my calls. I told him, listen, I'm not going to call him again. If he likes, you shouldn't send the money. Do you know this man has not sent the money till today?
He won't send it. Why? He wants you to send it. He won't send it.
And he doesn't know what I'm planning. One day, I'll just go to his house, remove the motor, and then... honestly, it's really annoying. I'll just remove the motor from the motor and how he should operate it. Because this is really annoying. You know, people come and work for you. I pick a... From and where the trotro stopped, the bus stop to where he lives, you can't walk. You'd have to go with boat.
Yeah.
And if I want to pick boat from my house to his house, that's a lot of money. So I picked trotro. I picked boat. Now send me my money. That one has turned into a problem. I'll just go remove the board from the motor. And however he operates it, that's between him and his God. Because these people, I'm just waiting next year. Next day, I'll deal with them. I'm sure they will not even come and service again. Because they will be shocked.
Anyway, you guys can see how today our episode is so heated. Because 2022 was, let me say, it was kind of rubbish. But you just have to let
people
it
have,
go.
People have taught us lessons. People have taught me lessons. Like, yo.
Crazy lessons, but you just have to let it go. So, like, in any of the show, like, what would you say, like, about, let me see, let's just go to our episodes for this year. What has 2022 taught you on, like, other, like, certain episodes on the season, like, season 2, and let me say season 3. Like, what has it taught you,
On the topic of feminism, I think we spoke about feminism and then modern wave. Yes, I have realized that, you know what, these people don't even care. The truth of the matter is they don't care. What they care about is themselves. It's an understanding we've all come to accept. These people are not looking for equality as they claim. They're just looking out for themselves. They care just about themselves. And then on the topic of rape and then believe all women. Now we've come to realize that it's a lie. Some women have weaponized the whole matter and are using it to just get back to people they have had issues with. Because I don't know if you saw it on. Somewhere last week during the weekend or something like that, during the week, a lady posted something about how a guy she met driving Benz, she later realized the Benz didn't belong to her, so she now it didn't belong to the guy. Now she feels used. And now she wants to go to the police and report that the guy raped her and wasn't like, yo.
It's crazy.
You see, just believe all women. It's not established that it's a lie. You can't really believe all women because some of them are liars. What else do you mean talk about?
Mental
health. I think that was actually one of our best episodes. People shouldn't let certain things get to them. Because listen, if I had allowed some of the things I went through this year get to me, I'm sure by now I would have been in a very dark place.
For me, it was close, but I thank God.
Yeah, some of these things you just let, you know, you learn from them and then, move on with your life. People should take their mental health very serious. And that's why it's very important that you don't let certain things get to you. You get it? Because listen, your sanity and your health is very important. It's very important. If you allow everything get to you, you would have, because if something happened, if it becomes worse and then you commit suicide, now you've transferred whatever it is that you're going through, you've transferred it to people who love and care about you.
Oh yeah, true.
Which to me, if you ask me, is selfish of anyone to do that. So instead of, you know, committing suicide, you should rather, you know, take care of it, handle it, seek help if you have to. So seek help and then, yeah, but that's it. What else did we talk about?
I think we had a lot with the abortion thing, the abortion right thing.
That episode was
crazy. Because I got a comment on YouTube and one guy was like, I think the guy is from the United States or something. And he was just saying something like obnoxious, like everyone, like he was just saying like, we shouldn't frown on people's rights. And I'm like, okay, so if your mother was to let's just say, and I framed it, but the comment, both of our comments was removed because I think they said YouTube something, because it was very wild.
On the topic of abortion, I think we've made our point very clear. So people don't really get it. People don't really understand. I think that it goes back to what I said about social media. Sometimes you make a point and you feel it's clear. The point you've made is very clear. But then people still twist it. No one is against abortion. But then I believe that abortion shouldn't be reduced to what it is now, where someone willingly goes to you know, have sex, later gets pregnant and says, you know what, I want to abort the child. No, there are instances medically where a person is required to, you know, to abort a child or terminate a pregnancy. You get it? That's allowed. And sometimes most of these things are life and death. You get it? Sometimes even the well-being of the child who is even yet to be born is in danger. And such children, if you bring them to, you know, if you give birth to them, it's just trouble. You get it? You just be disturbing the children themselves. So the best thing to do is to, terminate the pregnancy. That's those ones. No one is even against it. But then the situations where a person willingly opens up their leg, have sex, and then later wants to abort it. If someone is raped in such circumstances, it's understandable. In situation of incest where two siblings, it's understandable. But then aside that, come on, don't have conceptual sex and then when you get pregnant you say you want to go and abort it. When you could have used contraceptive, when you could have used many thousand ways to prevent a pregnancy. So yeah.
By the way, you should know there are some people who don't really believe in that country. Who don't believe in like the after pill or something?
Then don't do it.
But they want it.
You see that thing? You want it, but then you don't want to do things that would help you. Yeah, because these things, these contraceptives actually, in the long run, are to help you prevent some of these unwanted pregnancies.
I have a friend who is into hookup. I didn't know the funny thing. She's not like my close friend, but for me, I regard, like, she's very cool, but for me, for the hookup that she does, I'm not cool with it. Like, she's polite and everything, but you see, there are some people that you just talk to them, they don't care. They'll just do it. Do you know when she goes to the hookup, she goes raw?
Hey!
And thankfully, she has never contracted any disease. I'm surprised. So I think the last time I met her was November. She came around my office to go and buy something, and she was like passing through to see if I'm around, and we just had a chit chat. And she was like, and I'm like, is she still doing? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, she had there was this particular one guy that she wanted to have a baby with, and for close to like 3 months they've been having sex, serious one, and the guy has just been releasing in her and everything, and she doesn't know why she's not having the guy's baby or something. And I'm like, what? So for me, that's what made me to ask her that, wait, so all this while you've been having sex? She said, yeah, the people who patronize her, who she sells her stuff to, they won't roll. And for her, she doesn't matter. She just goes with it. And she doesn't know if she's guarded by the guardian angel or something. She's never had anything. When she goes to check, she's negative on everything. And sometimes even the nurses, so when she goes and the nurses ask her, do you have protectors? Like, they give her a pack of condoms. She doesn't like it. So I'm like, wow. Seriously. So for me, how? And like for her, like I think the one time that she got pregnant, but she lost the baby. And that was like a year ago or something. And for her, she said that was the time that she actually stopped believing in that contraceptive pill or something. Cause she had it, she took it, she followed the instructions, everything, but still, she got pregnant. And I think she said God actually, like, loved her, so that's why the baby, like, God didn't want the baby to be born from her. That's how she lost it. So you can see how our generation now, people are so crazy. People are crazy. Seriously. And for me, sometimes when she comes around and she's talking, I'm like, wow, I have some crazy friends. Like, in my head, I'm like, seriously.
I think...
Why are you so shocked?
Protection for her. I am. I think she should start using protection for her own good, because if she's not careful, it's like, you know, when you're given a long rope, sometimes at a point in time, you run out of luck. You get it? And she start, at least you start using protection. I can't say she should stop, but at least protection did. I think she started using.
But she doesn't want to.
Hey.
And for me, I think what has helped her is like, she has, let me say, seriously, this story is so crazy. She has like 15 guys. And you know, the 15 guys, she's their regular. So she goes ahead. So like, apart from her, they don't go for anyone. And they are all married. They are all married. So for her, she's like, if in choosing the partner that she wants, if you are not married, you should be single. Even if you are single, you shouldn't be with anyone. You could be with anyone, but like, you should fuck the other person with the condom. It's crazy. And for one thing that she told me, like, she's not there are a lot of people, the girls in Accra, who even do like stupid stuff more than her. For her, it's just only not wearing a condom. And she's still alive. I'm like, no, seriously. Now, there are a lot of sicknesses around, so you should just make sure you always stay, like, you should always stay clean. Just use a condom or let the person use a condom. He's like, nah, she can't. And I think that's how Naomi fucked up our generation is, or maybe the generation yet to come. The Gen Zs, they are now crazy.
Wow.
He said, wow.
This is wild.
This Accra, you hear a lot of stuff, though.
I'm telling you.
You hear a lot of stuff. Seriously, you hear a lot of stuff. For me, like, if it wasn't, let me say, I was sick. One friend of mine, I think he was the one that I was to go out with and a couple of friends. For them, like, they are just, I don't know, let me say, they know everything in Accra. And they know, like, who is sleeping with who is doing this. And I'm like, seriously? So for me, sometimes when I'm in your mess, you're like, yeah, so I'm so quiet. I just want to listen and just connect the dots. Because for them, they can sometimes speak in parables, so you have to, let me say, you have to think fast.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's continue. Yes. So, listen, that's like the crazy part. And we also had like one of our episodes, we had like the financial stability thing. Seriously, in 2022, please. Please, 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 our listeners, make sure that, like, you start putting something down from tomorrow midnight, wherever you are. Maybe by tomorrow morning, you are in 2023 or something. But for our people on the continent, please, please, you have to start putting something down. Yes, because 2023, seriously. 2022, we all fucked up. Like, the spending was too much, but in 2023, you just have to make sure you are financially stable. Stable in capitals. Yeah. In capitals, not in small letters. And I think I think this episode, the season 2 ending and the season 3 was so great and all that.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank my co-host, Lali. You've been amazing. You've been an amazing co-host. And seriously, I don't know how to thank you a lot. Because sometimes...
I try.
With your busy schedule, you always try for me. and for our listeners. And sometimes for me, I feel like I'm worrying you, and I'll be like, oh, okay, maybe he has something to do, so let me just and you could just see he would just come and just text you, I'm ready, but sometimes I'm not ready. Just like today, like this.
So sometimes, sometimes when I'm coming from, when I go on site and I'm coming back, and I know we have to record. Sometimes I have to gauge the level of tiredness. If I know I have some little energy in the tank, when I come. But sometimes you know, this is what happens. I come and I'm like, yo, let me relax a little. Before I wake up, it's probably like it's past one. I'm like, damn it.
Yes.
What happened?
Yes.
Crazy.
So sometimes when maybe I see that, maybe he has not replied, I'm like, okay, maybe he's tired or something. Then I'll just, okay, you let's do it tomorrow or something. Because I don't want to, put pressure on him or something. Yeah. So, listeners, we should all thank him, Charlie. He's the realest, yeah. Yeah, he's the realest. Because for me...
Thank you.
I was listening to a podcast. So seriously, I don't normally listen to other people's podcasts. So the only podcast I try to listen to is Sincerely Accra. Yeah. And on their last, I think one of their episodes, the guy was like, he had wished he had got a co-host, you know, like, because sometimes with him being the only host, like if it wasn't like the background, like music and all stuff, then for them their own is like it's actually produced like in a typical like radio station or something. So you can see, so for instance, like he's like he wants to experience that, like the normal like talking with no music at the background, just the music at the intro and the outro and all. He can't do that because he's the only one hosting. So for him, he tends to get with that vibe, like being the only person, and just doing it. So I was like, okay. So for me, ever since I'm like, oh, okay, then I'm quite lucky, and most of the time, you don't get to have, like, having a podcast, you don't, it depends, sometimes you don't get to have people, let me say, with two people hosting a show, it's always, like, quite difficult, and,
yeah,
with what I've read, and if the two of you are not, like, close and very serious about whatever you guys are doing, sometimes you just... It just gets nowhere, but with the Lali, I thank God I made that post on Jodel that day. And I thank you too for always being a good co-host and a whole lot. Because I remember I've told about this story because I got one guy and that guy, surprisingly, all the co-hosts that I was looking for, that I got, and the two others who couldn't, let me say, I couldn't do a show with. Yeah. All of them, like, we still text, and I'm very, very surprised I still text them. They just want, sometimes they'll just listen to them, they're like, oh, okay. Even if it was them, they couldn't have done it. I'm like, oh, okay, that's why I didn't choose you.
You know,
so yeah, seriously.
Like I have listened to a couple of podcasts, and then after I listen, I'm like, you know, if I had been asked this question, I wouldn't have thought of this.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you have ideas about certain things, but sometimes you listen to people and you realize that the level of knowledge you have on the subject doesn't really match up, doesn't match up to the person you are listening to. And for me, a way, kind of like it pushes me to want to read on the subject matter into details to, you know, learn more about it and all that. So it's like that. Sometimes you listen to someone and they're like, oh, Charlie, I didn't know this one. I wouldn't have been able to talk about this. I wouldn't have been able to, you know, answer this and all that.
Yeah, it sounds good. For me, sometimes when we record the show and we publish it, all right, it takes 2 days for me. So, like, so for me, sometimes I just want to see how people are listening to it. So when, like, maybe the first day, it peaks, like, maybe 1 hour, 50 people have just, like, 50 downloads. And I'm like, okay, in an hour, 20. Then, like, in 2 weeks' time, I check, then it's, like, 200 downloads. And I just go back to the episode and just click on it and listen to what I said. And I'm like, seriously? This is so horrible. It's so horrible. But those guys are like, ah, how come? How did our listeners listening to it get to love it? Because sometimes you could see that, okay, people started it and within some seconds they stopped, and some people they stringed it up to like the middle. Yeah, that's good. And some people too. So you could be like, oh, okay. So that means that this episode was very nice. So that's why I was very surprised when Spotify, the Wrap 2022 Wrap something. They told me, in the mail, they said Global Citizenship, that episode was the most listening to. And I'm like, they are lying. Yes, they are lying. They are lying because when I checked from Apple Podcast, everything, it was this thing rather, the pink month about the breast cancer.
Yes,
because that episode was like the most craziest episode, because I remember when we were recording this, we were using a new like recording software online something, and when we tried recording, the Lally's parts he'll just go offline. So I think I had to just use my class one, edit skills. Then I pasted it together somewhere. So I don't know if you listen to that episode, you could see that from the ending that we started, the voices, the tonation, or let me say, everything just go up, down. And for the last part, I was the only one ending the show. So I don't know if our listeners have listened to that. So yeah, that show was very crazy. For me, that show, I didn't have any hope in it. I was like, oh.
I think that's that episode we recorded like 3 times.
Four times because the first one it only got to 10 minutes, then it's cut.
Yeah,
and I didn't hear anything. Then the second time to retry, so I had to just fix them together. Like I was so, it was very, very crazy. Seriously, it was very, very crazy. But when I was done with everything, I was like, okay, you just let me just publish it. See, and voila, I was even surprised. I'm really surprised. It did so well. It feels so well. So our listeners, I think we've said a lot. With this episode, and we just hope you guys liked it. And with our banching and everything, talking about 2022 and everything. For me, I just hope 2022. In some few hours, in 24 hours, we'll be heading to 2023, and I just hope 2023 will just bring us more blessings, more opportunities, and a lot of luck, because we really, really need it. Every one of our listeners need this. And for me, all I'll just say is that You should all have a positive mindset about things you want to do and just share up. Just be yourself. Because we might never know what 2023 will bring about, but you just have to make sure you stay on the positive side and just be yourself as always. Yeah. So for me, that's what I've said. Lelani, what do you have to say?
Well, I think you said it all. We pray that the coming year, brings us lots of luck, and blessings to you. Because, listen, next year, a man wants to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't do it without luck and God's blessings.
Yes. So
we pray and hope for the best, but then also, preparing for the worst. Because I think that's probably like the mistake we did this year, not preparing for the worst, but hoping for the best. But this time, we are hoping for the best, but also preparing for the worst. We are arming ourselves. Mm-hmm. We are arming ourselves for whatever life throws at us. So yeah, maybe we hope next year, turns out good.
Mm-hmm. So from us, the two hosts of Melon Sugar Podcast, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Support the podcast. Just click the link below, the PayPal link below, and just do magic for us. See you in 2023. Be happy.